stupid to you, but it's hot.
It's hot.
Off the wire with
Brittany. Hot Off the Wire is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Fans of variety, this is your season because we're serving up our limited time Buffalo grilled cheese and Southwest Philly sandwiches. Take your pick. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Lindsay Lohan, her show, it reached its finale on OWN, and she claimed that whole time she didn't want to film, she had a miscarriage. Well, people were mad at how Joan Rivers reacted.
Well, Lindsay Lohan, she just said that she had a miscarriage.
I hope she kept it.
Where do you think I am? I was born with a coat hanger in my ear. I think Lindsay would have been really a great mother.
Joan is getting pretty wild with that. Speaking of OWN Network, Oprah's stepmother says that Oprah kicked her out of her home after 14 years and now she's homeless. Very sad. After 20 years of marriage, Cuba Gooding Jr.'s wife has filed for separation, which is so sad because they were high school sweethearts and they have 3 children together. In celebrity eye candy, Nia Long posed nude in the May episode, in the May issue of Allure.
Nude. Nah, not all the way.
All the way nude. No. She's 43 years old and she posed
Goodness.
Nude. And Jhené Aiko also stripped down for a GQ spread. In Ratchet Reality News, we know NBA player Eric Williams, he's claiming that he's homeless. Well, Tammy Roman, she's a co-star with his ex-wife on Basketball Wives. She said that he deserves it because he treated his ex-wife bad and he shouldn't have thrown a drink at her on TV. Media Takeout, they're saying that Real Housewives of Atlanta, they have who's going to be gone and who's staying. They say Cynthia, Portia, and Marlo will no longer be on the show.
Wow.
But at least they ended on a high note because the reunion show had record-breaking ratings. Speaking of the reunion, Nene said that it all started because Kenya will do anything for money and she has nothing to lose. Very sad. On Basketball Wives LA, Sunday, her relationship is coming into, you know, under fire. She had a relationship with former NBA baller Larry Hughes. Well, it's coming out that, you know, they have 2 kids together, but she did have those kids while he was married.
Wow.
Yes. Goodness. In music news, J-Lo remixed her song, I Love Ya Poppy. It's got Big Sean and Tyga on it. Dates of the Under the Influence of Music tour have been announced with Wiz Khalifa, Tyga, Ty Dolla $ign, Rich Homie Quan, and Sage the Gemini. And tonight on TV, Future and Pusha T will take the stage on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. I'm Britton. That's your Hot Off the Wire. For more stories, go to the RussParm1ShowCom.